After noticing JEA board chairwoman Helen Albee was reading prepared statements at several public meetings, Times Union reporter Nate Monroe requested internal emails. He says they show a possible violation of Florida's sunshine laws, which require discussion on official business to take place at public meetings.
Helen Albee, the CEO Paul McElroy, and staffers in the utilities marketing department had, on at least one occasion, all coordinated a script.
JEA is governed by an independent board appointed by the mayor. Monroe says JEA officials distributed talking points regarding the contract renewal and raise of CEO Paul McElroy. But McElroy says JEA's attorneys assured him the talking points did not violate the state's sunshine law.
In order to make sure that the meeting process moves forward in accordance with Robert's rules, and in accordance with the objectives of the board members in trying and what they're trying to accomplish in a limited period of time, it's just helpful.
Ultimately, it will be up to a judge to decide whether JEA violated public records law. But Mayor Lenny Curry is calling the allegations disappointing. In a written statement, Curry said the Times Union story points to potential legal issues that require a thorough review. The possible violations further underscore already tense relations between the two. Curry created a council to determine whether the utility's agreement with the city is fair after JEA says it pays too much. On Monday, the Special Committee on the JEA Agreement said it would look further into the public records issue at its next meeting. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.